BBC News with David Austin. The United Nations says the situation on the Tunisian-Libyan border is now a full-blown humanitarian crisis. There are scenes of mounting chaos as thousands continue to pour into Tunisia to escape the growing turmoil in Libya. Jim Muir is there.
Well, there are scenes of total chaos going on here at the Libyan-Tunisian border. This is no man's land. This area here controls access through a narrow passage through the Tunisian passport control. There are just thousands upon thousands of people waiting desperately to cross that border. Some of those who are at the front of the crowd here have been overcome, they've been crushed, they've been taken over the top, but they're arriving in a condition of complete exhaustion and hardly able to breathe.
The United Nations General Assembly has voted to suspend Libya from the UN Human Rights Council. The resolution, passed by consensus by the entire UN membership, accused Libya of committing gross and systematic violations of human rights. Opposition protesters and Iranian police have clashed in several locations in Tehran. Dozens of people are said to have been arrested. Our Iran correspondent, James Reynolds, has been monitoring events from London.
Iran's opposition has been watching events in the Arab world with a certain amount of envy. So this afternoon they tried to hold their own protest, their third in as many weeks. But the establishment was waiting for them. Thousands of anti-riot police were deployed in the streets of Tehran. The police used batons to move people along. Witnesses say that the police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators near Azadi Square in the centre of the city. Elsewhere, protesters poured diesel onto the streets to try to make it harder for police officers on motorbikes to go after them.
The authorities in Tunisia have legalized the Islamist Ennahda movement for the first time since it was created 30 years ago. Ennahda leaders say they're delighted and are looking forward to forming a political party to compete in Tunisia's planned July elections. From Tunis, Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
Back in 1989, at a time when Ennahda was banned, candidates sympathetic to the party won at least 17% of the national vote. One of the senior party leaders, Ali Larieff, who served 13 years in solitary confinement because of his Ennahda activities, says the party will now have to move on from its opposition to the Ben Ali regime and instead start focusing on working within a democracy. Meanwhile, the government in Tunis continues to lose ministers. The Prime Minister resigned on Sunday, and since then four more have followed suit.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says there's been an increase in attacks by rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army on communities in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UNHCR has reports of 52 raids since January. The attacks have left 35 people dead, and more than 100 people have been abducted. World News from the BBC. Britain is to end its international aid to 16 countries. The International Development Secretary, Andrew Mitchell, told Parliament that it wanted to concentrate the money where it would do most good. Nations like Lesotho and Kosovo will lose direct funding, but others like Ethiopia and Bangladesh will receive more aid from the Department for International Development, or DFID.
As a result of this review, we have decided to focus British aid more tightly on the countries where Britain is well placed to have a significant long-term impact on poverty. By 2016, DFID will have closed significant bilateral programmes in 16 countries. This will be a phased process, honouring our existing commitments and exiting responsibly.
The French fashion house Christian Dior says it's sacking its British chief designer, John Galliano. He was arrested last week after being accused of shouting anti-Semitic abuse at a couple in a bar in Paris. Later, a video clip emerged of him declaring that he loved Adolf Hitler. Dior's managing director condemned the designer's comments, saying that they were in complete opposition to the company's values. U.S. investigators say they've traced the gun used in the shooting in Mexico of two American immigration agents, and it came from the Texas city of Dallas. Officials said they'd arrested three people there on suspicion of smuggling guns to Mexico, one of which was used in the attack on immigration and customs agents Jaime Zapata and Victor Avila. Mr. Zapata died and Mr. Avila was injured when gunmen opened fire on them in central Mexico 2 weeks ago. The International Olympic Committee is creating a task force to coordinate the fight against illegal betting and match-fixing in sport. The announcement followed a summit held in Switzerland between representatives from sports federations, national governments and the betting industry, as well as the international police agency, Interpol. And that's the BBC News.